Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. Thumb Area 4-H officials are recruiting teen counselors for the 2026 Thumb Area 4-H Camp, tentatively set for June 15th through the 17th at Camp Stapleton in Lexington. The three-day camp will feature activities such as Great Lakes ecology, swimming, archery, team building, skits, games, and crafts for youth ages 9 to 14. Teens ages 15 to 19 are needed to serve as counselors and must complete a Thumb Area Teen Counselor application, available as a fillable PDF or printable form. Applications are due by January 2nd to the Huron County MSU Extension Office at 690 North Port Crescent in Bad Axe, or by email to Verelli7, that's V-E-R-E-L-L-E, number 7, at msu.edu. An initial mandatory training for selected teen counselors is scheduled for Saturday, January 10th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Huron County MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe, with lunch provided and participants asked to report any food allergies in advance. Attendance at all required trainings is mandatory for counselors. Program leaders note that serving as a teen camp counselor offers community service and volunteer hours, hands-on experience, leadership development, fun trainings, and the chance to build lasting friendships. Families and interested teens can contact their local 4-H program coordinator, Patty Ehr, at 989-550-2971, or at errpat, E-R-R-E-R, pat, at msu.edu. Or Carrie Varellin at 989-269-9949 or Varelli7 at msu.edu for more information. The Caseville City Council will meet at 5:30 p.m. tonight at City Hall at 6767 Main Street. According to preliminary agenda, the council is expected to approve a $10 increase per 1,000 gallons for water service for Pigeon and Caseville Township. If approved, the increase will begin on January 1st and be reflected on the April 1st bill. The council will also review a request from the Caseville Chamber of Commerce to host Shanty Days for February 14th, to have an entertainment tent in the Riverside Park, a snowmobile show at Memory Park, and request for a temporary liquor license. Also, Kylie Braun, who is a CPA with the Nitsky and Faupel PC Agency, will present the findings of the audit for 2025. A portion of I-75 was closed yesterday after a semi jackknifed and blocked all lanes of travel. The freeway has since reopened. A crash was reported around 8:40 a.m. along northbound I-75 near Dixie Highway in Lincoln Park. Upon arrival, troopers found a semi-tractor and trailer that was jackknifed and blocking all lanes. A 37-year-old Ohio man lost control of the empty semi while trying to correct a skid, police said. No injuries were reported. It is important to remember that speed and following too closely are the main causes of winter crashes, Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw said. I have said this often, but it is worth repeating. Weather doesn't cause crashes. Drivers do. And we'll be right back.
In a world full of trends, hardwood never goes out of style. At Popham Flooring, they're not just selling floors, they're helping you build something real. Solid hardwood that lasts, that feels warm under your feet, and holds memories, not just furniture. This generation is about investing in what matters. So why settle for cheap imitation or throwaway looks? Popham Flooring offers handcrafted hardwood options that speak to your style and your standards. Rustic, refined, modern, or timeless, they've got it. Your home should reflect who you are, not just today, but for years to come. Popham Flooring west of Bad Axe. Real wood, real life, real you. Stop in and check out their showroom to start your next chapter one step at a time. Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call 989-269-7358.
Police are searching for a man who allegedly tried to break into a vehicle and fatally shot a dog as he fled the area. The man was dressed entirely in black with a black face covering, according to the Ann Arbor Police Department. Officers responded to a 4:05 a.m. report of a shooting yesterday in the 1800 block of Weldon Boulevard. Police said the homeowner confronted a man attempting to break into a vehicle in the driveway. During the confrontation, the resident's family dog exited the home. The suspect produced a firearm and shot the dog before fleeing the scene on foot. The dog was pronounced dead at the scene. As the suspect fled, he fired multiple rounds, which struck another residence nearby, police said. No injuries were reported. The shooting remains under investigation. Anyone with any information about the shooting is asked to call the Ann Arbor Police at 734-794-6920. The first giant panda cub born in Indonesia is noisy, nursing well, and showing other signs of good health. Indonesian Safari Park released a video and photo Sunday showing the fuzzy newborn in an incubator and squirming and squealing while being cuddled by his mother. Hugh Chun gave birth to Setrio Wiratama, nicknamed Rio, on November 27th at the Conservation Park in Indonesia, West Java Province. The park said it was prioritizing the health and welfare of the mother and baby, and he would not yet be accessible to the public. The adult pandas arrived in Indonesia in 2017 on a 10-year conservation partnership with China. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Popham Flooring, right across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.